Go. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats, they're talking about a bloodbath. What kind of bath is that? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And happy Monday to you, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Over this weekend, it's been very, very interesting. The Democrats, or in this case, the Democrats, are talking about a bloodbath. And what is this bloodbath all of a sudden? Why is it such a problem to say the word bloodbath? It's really not. The Democrats created this bloodbath that we're seeing across the United States of America right now. And I don't understand why is it constantly happening this way. It's constantly happening this way because this is what the Democrats want. The Democrats want chaos in the country. I'm the first one to constantly tell you. The Democrats, they love chaos. They love animosity. They love hatred. They love evilness. Everything that's under the sun that is considered evil, the Democrats like it. They love it a lot. Why is that? Because they're demonic. Everything about them is demonic. Now, President Trump, talking about a bloodbath, he's only saying this because of the auto industry. Because of what the Democrats have been doing to the small business in this country. And not even just a small business, to business, period, to the economy. They are wanting to destroy the United States of America. And the Democrats act like, oh my goodness, President Trump is talking about a bloodbath when he was only talking about the auto industry. The auto industry. That's the only thing that he was talking about. And everyone knows it, but the Democrats, they take that little segment of him talking about a bloodbath if he's not elected again, and they say, well, he wasn't talking. Well, the Democrats are saying, well, they're leaving out the part that he was talking about the auto industry. They're leaving that out and only playing a segment of him saying that if he's not elected again, it will be a bloodbath, as if you and I, the American people that love this country, that are MAGA Republicans, as if we're going to go out and be violent. Let me remind everybody, the violence that we've been seeing in the country has been coming from the left. Over $2 billion of insurance had to be filed because of what the Democrats did. You remember, all of the Democrats, they were encouraging people to go out and be violent during the summer of love, 2020. But they seem to forget about that. They grow amnesia. Well, it was justified in their eyes to do it. It was justified. This whole thing with the bloodbath is another hoax. It's nothing but another hoax to try to convince everybody that President Trump is calling for violence. If President Trump was calling for violence, why wouldn't he have done it in 2020? And he didn't call for violence. He told people to go home peacefully. They always leave that part out. They take little segments of what President Trump said and they cut out everything else trying to convince President Trump is calling for violence. It's only the Democrats. Listen to this. This is on one of the government state media outlets talking about President Trump. And they said President Trump's rhetoric. Listen to this. If you call yourself a news organization like these people do, and you're not going to give your point of view supposedly what they're not doing, but they throw in these little key words like rhetoric. Listen to her.
Bruce in for Lindsay Davis. We begin tonight with the race for the White House and former President Trump's campaign now on the defensive after his fiery rhetoric at a rally in Dayton, Ohio on Saturday night. Trump warning while discussing the economy that there would be a, quote, bloodbath if he is not reelected in November. This after the former president kicked off the event by paying tribute to those who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. President Biden's campaign swiftly denouncing those comments as threats of political violence.
How is that not propaganda? What she just did was 100% propaganda. Of course, President Trump talked about the J6 prisoners that they're holding hostage without due process. He talked about them. So because President Trump talked about the J6 prisoners in chapter one, they're saying him talking about a bloodbath in chapter eight is the same thing, is they're all connected. He is blatantly lying. He is 100% lying. The media, Joe Biden, all of them are lying about a bloodbath. Did you know how many times that they use the phrase bloodbath in the past? You know how many times that they've done that? They've used it so many times. Listen to this clip here. This is on MSDNC. And of course, they're all doing the hoax. It's all about this bloodbath hoax. Listen to this.
I mean, what I heard was a continuation of the same rhetoric, the same endorsement of political violence that we've seen from Donald Trump for years, as you pointed out. It goes even farther back, right? This is the same guy who, after Nazis marched on Charlottesville and killed a woman, said there were very fine people on both sides.
You hear this? Another hoax. They leave out everything what President Trump said. President Trump even said what they leave out, that he is not supporting white supremacists. And he said, these are not fine people, but they leave that key detail out. Just like this whole bloodbath, they leave out key details and stupid people believe in them.
The same guy who in 2020 told the Proud Boys, a white supremacist group, to stand back and stand by. And now
the Proud Boys is not a white supremacist group. Proud Boys consists of Hispanics, black people, Asian people, along with white people. It's not a white supremacist group. Hear it again. Another hoax.
Every single day on the stump, he is championing and praising the insurrectionists who he encouraged to violently storm the Capitol in an attempt to overthrow our democracy. So it's not simply one comment. This is exactly who Donald Trump is, and this is exactly the threat that he poses to our democracy every single day.
It's all about their democracy. You know, actually, before we came on live right now, it's March 18th, 2024. We're live right now. And I actually put a comment on X about that very thing, what he was saying. And I want to read this to you. This is what I put on X. And this is exactly what it is, trying to make it look like, talking about their democracy, trying to make it look like we are against their democracy. This is what I put on X. The 1940s German Nazis locked up Jewish people because they saw them as a threat to their democracy. Today, U.S. liberal Nazis are locking up MAGA Republicans because they see them as a threat to their democracy. It's the exact same thing, except for you don't call them Jewish people, you call them MAGA Republicans. That's exactly what's happening. They're locking up MAGA Republicans who are a threat to their democracy. And they have the nerve, the audacity to try to call us Republicans, President Trump, racist. Try to call us racist. Now, let me play this next one for you. This is Joe Scarborough early this morning, 6 a.m. this morning. And look, I do apologize. Please forgive me. Joe Scarborough has a nasty mouth. He's going to say a curse word on this. I do apologize for not muting it out in time. But listen to this. This was 6 o'clock this morning on his show, and he's angry. He's angry because we're not buying their BS.
He's talking about a bloodbath for America. It's laid out in the terms of it. And these idiots on Twitter, these idiots on cable news, these idiots on Sunday shows going, well, presidents, you know, he was talking only about the auto industry, and this is one more. It's just bullshit. Let me say that at 6:15 a.m. It's just bullshit. He knew what he was doing. We're not stupid. Americans aren't stupid. He was talking about a bloodbath. Sometimes a bloodbath means a bloodbath. And when he finishes by saying, and that's just going to be the least of it, seriously, these people may be stupid. We're not.
So how many of y'all think just Joe Scarborough is stupid? It's not stupid. Let me say that. Is there anybody watching think Joe Scarborough is not stupid? What about you, Shannon? I mean, really, I mean, for him to try to come across like he's so smart, like he's so intelligent, like he knows exactly what's happening. What am I missing here?
because we already know that he has TDS syndrome. He hates Trump so much. And you know what? Well, any person that has, you know, a clear mind is going to listen to Trump's speech and know exactly what he was talking about. He was talking about the car industry. And so it almost like makes them look totally ridiculous. And it shows really, it makes it crystal clear that these people are trying to create narratives that are just not there. And I think it turns off more viewers and turns on more supporters for Trump.
I think so, too. Well, here's a short clip of what he's talking about other news organizations other than him. Listen.
Huge headlines about Trump saying at an Ohio rally last night that if he loses, there will be a bloodbath. But if you watch it, as I just did, he's talking about Chinese car sales hurting American jobs right before and right after. Much of the media is just wrenching this out of context.
They're completely taken out of context. Completely. But it's so amazing because just like the whole Russia. Is my button working here? Let me see. Is my button working here?
Russia.
Right there.
Russia.
Same thing. It's another hoax. Okay, when we come back from this break, I have more to share with you. Don't go anywhere.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Back. Okay, let me play some of this clip for you, because I have these clips that I want to play actually twice, but this one is from in Fox News where they're actually talking about this bloodbath. And the reason why I think I'm talking about this bloodbath so much right now, and so is a whole bunch of other people, because if we don't say anything, this becomes the narrative. It becomes the truth, you know? How the Democrats, they constantly lie over and over and over and over again, and then it becomes true as if what they're saying is the truth, and it's not factual. Go ahead and split screen it. It is not factual. Listen to this. Okay, listen, because they're going to actually show the entire clip of that segment in Chapter 8, what President Trump was talking about, the bloodbath. But of course, these tyrants on the left, they have a different agenda.
What I heard was a continuation of the same rhetoric, the same endorsement of political violence that we've seen from Donald Trump for years, as you pointed out. It goes even farther back.
We are all desensitized and inured to the extraordinary, remarkable, and very, at times, un-American and threatening things that the former president is saying.
We can't take him, you know, look at what he's saying and think, oh, well, we're going to be accurate for this. We're going to say he was referring to the auto industry.
What the heck did the president say? Well, some important context was left out of that discussion. Here's what the former president actually said.
Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Joe Concha is a Fox News contributor, and he joins me now. Joe, the president was talking about an economic bloodbath if China controls the auto industry, but all of these major publications reported this like he was predicting anarchy if he loses the presidential election. Do you think that we'll get an editor's note or a headline correction when it comes to this?
We'll see the Jets win a Super Bowl before that happens, Carly. Apologies to all Jet fans out there. But sorry to all the activists posing as journalists. The playing field has been leveled, and you can't get away with this nonsense any longer. The context is beyond apparent. We just played the tape. Trump was talking about the auto industry, electric vehicle pushed by Joe Biden and China, obviously, and their role with electric vehicles as far as batteries. And he was talking about an economic bloodbath. Again, we just played the tape. Yet many in traditional media push this narrative all in lockstep anyway. But the good news is that that playing field, it used to be just Fox News versus the world, it seemed, but now social media has come to the rescue, and particularly Elon Musk. MSNBC's Joe Scarborough, Carly, he had to delete his bloodbath tweet after being called out by Musk. Musk's tweet was seen by 53 million people. So I think that's slightly more than the number of people that watch MSNBC. I'm being sarcastic.
He says being sarcastic, but, you know, I believe more people see that tweet than they are actually watching MSDNC.
He wasn't being, are you saying Scarborough was being
sarcastic? No, he's saying he's being sarcastic about that more people see the tweet than they're watching MSNBC.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's actual factual.
I mean, I believe, you know, I think he's just saying that, right?
Yeah. But I like
that,
what he says.
That goes to show that more people, because of
social
X
media
right now, people are getting the truth. But at the same time, they're all pushing this propaganda out there. And what happened to fighting and combating disinformation? What happened to that? Even the White House is going along with the whole bloodbath nonsense, knowing good and well it's not factual. The reason why they're doing that is because Joe Biden and the Democrats are upset because this man right here, Donald J. Trump, is winning in the polls. This man right here, everything that they've thrown at him is not stopping him. They don't know how to handle it. They're angry. They're acting like little tyrant children, kicking and screaming, willing to do anything they can to prevent President Trump from going back into the White House. But they failed. They're failing miserably. And they're upset about it. They are highly upset that they're failing, and they don't understand why you, the great people of America, continue to support President Trump. Why you keep supporting them? Why?
Yeah.
After all the stuff that they've been throwing at him, why you continue to support him? Because you are not stupid.
Yeah, and 100% people are getting, you know, frustrated with all this, what's going on with these liberal outlets. And I know people couldn't hear me earlier, but what I was saying is, you know, this is such a blatant hoax. This is such a fake take on what Trump said. It's so obvious, right, to even these people's viewers what Trump intended by what he said. He was talking about the car industry. And so it's turning people off that are watching it. And then also people are starting to turn towards Trump and support him even more because it's showing how these people lie to the American people. People that have common sense know exactly what he meant.
Just listening to it.
What? I mean, you can't.
People know what he meant.
I honestly don't even know how they can twist it and make it believable. They can't. They can't twist it and make it believable. The only way they make it believable if people are ignorant enough not to go look and find out for themselves.
But let me tell you this, though, Shannon. There are people that's believing it.
I mean, because they're not going and looking for themselves.
There's people believing it, and they keep saying, well, he encouraged all these people to take over the government on January the 6th. You know how stupid that is?
Yeah.
That's like the most idiotic thing that anybody can say. He tried to get people to take over the government. You saw what happened on J6. It's like the dumbest statement ever regurgitated by these liberals.
There was a story that came out this weekend that said that there is a Republican congressperson that's actually looking at doing charges against some of the J6 committee members because of their intentful deception and what they prevented to the American people.
And they so you actually have people that are in jail without due process, and they're covering up evidence that would set them free. Kind of like sounds like Kamala Harris when they found out that people were on death row and they actually had DNA evidence to prove the innocence of these black men. And Kamala Harris, when she was in California, refused that evidence to see the light of day.
Well, there was a ruling saying that a judge actually ruled that some of the sentences were harsh, right? And so some of them are supposedly going to be shortened or eliminated. But do you see the pattern? How deception, I'm not saying that there weren't some people that did some dumb things on that day. Absolutely there were. We would all agree with that.
Yeah, there was a lot of feds there.
But was it, even people got caught up. I believe some people got caught up.
If you ever been somewhere and there's tear gas flying around in the air and you're getting hit with rubber bullets,
right,
you're going to run around. Yeah. You're going to run to try to get out of that location. It was chaotic.
Yeah.
It was chaotic. But they did it on purpose. And I believe Nancy Pelosi gave the order to make that happen.
Yeah, and some of those charges were just ridiculous.
Because people were peaceful.
There was some old women there, just grandmas that were there, that were just witnesses that were being brought in and put on trial. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, right? It's ridiculous. Listen to, I call him Warnock. Listen to Warnock out of Georgia talking about the bloodbath, and he's lying through his teeth as well.
Well, you know, Maya Angelou said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Well, Donald Trump has shown us who he is time and time and time again, and we ought to take him seriously. This is the insurrectionist president. This is the man who egged on the most violent insurrection on our Capitol, or attack on our Capitol, since the War of 1812. And that violence has now metastasized in this kind of continual attack on the dignity and integrity of our democracy through voter suppression laws, which I'm engaged in fighting, and so are you in so many ways. And so this election is a binary choice, and we're just being reminded time and time again about how much is at stake. Nothing less than the future of our republic.
Oh, so now he knows what a republic is, but he's talking about our democracy again, right? We're talking about our democracy. It's, you know what? The level of deception, how these people go on national television and blatantly lie for a political agenda. The truth is not in these people. What does it say when the truth is not in these people? What does it say about that? They are of their father, Satan. Now, I know a lot of people don't like to hear me saying that, but it's absolutely true. For them to come on national television and constantly lie, saying that he's an insurrectionist president, it's a lie. 100%. And they know it. But they have to push that narrative out there to get people to believe a certain thing.
Well, they want people to be scared to vote for Trump.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Be terrified to vote for Trump.
And once again, they act like Trump hasn't already been president and we don't know what it's like to be under President Trump. I mean, it's so ridiculous. They have to paint it like, don't believe what you went through 4 years. We're going to tell you what's going to happen now. It's going to be totally different. He's totally changed now. He's going to just take away your lives. He didn't do it before, but he's going to do it now. He's going to do it now.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to this clip. I want to play some of this before we go out to break. This is them talking and using the term bloodbath. Oh, but it's okay when they use it.
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC,
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
A bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies.
As part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath there, shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats.
A bloodbath at the ballot box.
There could be a Republican bloodbath.
They'll talk about a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath. I have to talk about you.
It's going to be a bloodbath all day long.
Is in for a bloodbath.
Hasn't been a bloodbath on the way down.
Donald Trump bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath.
Predicted to be a bloodbath.
May not be the bloodbath.
It would be a bloodbath.
More of a bloodbath.
It's going to be a bloodbath in November.
Possible Biden bloodbath this November.
A bloodbath on Wall Street.
There's going to be a bloodbath
in Alabama into a bloodbath.
Obviously, there was a bloodbath.
It was a bloodbath. We're down 800 points.
This bloodbath at Department of Homeland Security.
And it's a bloodbath today.
There was going to be this bloodbath.
Let me stop it there. Oh, wait a minute.
Listen. Bloodbath.
There's Don Sourpuss Lemon, too. Every last one of them, nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. They know exactly what President Trump was doing, what he was saying, referring to the auto industry, and yet they don't care.
It's about MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. the world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Alright, everybody, thank you so much for returning back with us. So let me share this with you. This is something that we've been talking about here for a while now. PamperWithGrace.com. That's PamperWithGrace.com. Now, I've started seeing some benefits. Not as quick as Shannon. Hers is just phenomenal, especially for the ladies. But I've started seeing something. So I'm getting a little bit older. I'm getting just a little bit older here. And I've started noticing with all this hair that I have on my head, I got dreadlocks. I have a lot of hair. And every year, I remember once a year, I would cut off maybe, would you say about a foot? I would cut off about a foot length of hair every year. But for the last year or so, my hair is like really slowed down and growing. And I started seeing my hair was starting to get thin out. And I was telling my producer, I said, you know what? I'm starting to notice my hair getting thicker again. Now, this is my experience. Now, everybody else is different and maybe something that really benefits you. But this is something because I was wondering, I didn't even think about it affecting my hair because I was really like concentrating on my hands because my hands peel like no tomorrow and they're always really dry. It's like there's nothing I can do about it. And that's why I was taking the elixir for that. But my hair started filling out again. And I'm like, wow, look at this. I was not even expecting this. My hair is starting to grow in places where it wasn't growing before or where it was growing, where it stopped growing. So I told a couple of people about it and they were like really interested in looking at this. PamperWithGrace.com, which you see right there on the screen. And a lot of people have been getting it. So let me tell you, for everyone who's really thinking about doing it, save money and get the subscription. Save money and get the subscription.
Yeah, it says subscribe and save right below.
Yes. If you do, if you subscribe, you actually save money. And guess what? You're like, didn't just go ahead and cancel it. You can cancel it. Like if you think that it's not going to do what it's doing for me or what it's absolutely doing for Shannon, Shannon saw something the very first week, just days. So you can always cancel it. It's cheaper that way.
Yeah.
It's cheaper that way. And look, I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm happy about it, actually. And again, I don't ever talk about something unless I can try it myself. And because it makes it easier for me to talk about the results. This is what it's doing for me. Just like Shannon, she's been able to talk about what it's doing for her. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, some of the things that people have said it's done for them is right here on your screen. It says better joint health and improved mobility, helps alleviate dry eyes, improved immunity, stress management. So many things where hair, so many things will hair health, just like you said, less cellulite, ladies, please. Thank you. Healthier nails. Right. And like Will said, one thing that I've experienced is I was having a lot of hot flashes and those have been completely eliminated. I'm glad to say that even today, I don't even know, it's been almost 2 weeks now, I still haven't had any hot flashes, which is amazing to me.
Not a single one? Maybe one or two, right?
No.
I'm not having any. Like 100% gone. How is that even possible?
I'm not having any.
And that's not even on the list of benefits.
It's not even on the list, right? But yeah, what a great, great thing.
Now, it'd be awesome if this was the results for every single woman. But I can imagine every woman is, I mean, every woman is different, right?
Not every woman has hot flashes, so.
Yeah, actually, I actually had a conversation with a young lady, and she said she went through it in her 30s, and she just breezed right through it. She breezed right through it. No issues, no issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's pretty awesome. So please go to PamperWithGrace.com and subscribe. It's cheaper that way.
And also, we want to hear from you guys. So once you've taken this and you've started to see results, send us a picture of you and send us your story because we want to share these stories. We want other people to hear what this is doing for them because this could be different for everybody, especially as you take it, the longer you take it. We're doing the 30-day challenge now, but as you take it, you know, 30, 60, 90 days, there's going to be some real changes that you see, and we look forward to hearing those.
Absolutely. I really do. So let me tell everyone again also about what's happening when it comes to this case, this lawsuit that I'm working on against Facebook because of what they've done to me. They've taken my information, they've taken my identity on Facebook, and they're trying to make it look like I'm posting porn and just doing horrible things. They've actually taken a older meme that I created and they reposted it to have people believe that I'm back on my page. So they're doing this. This is a page that I've had for 7 years and they're doing this. So I've been asking people to go either to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, and at the top of the page, you'll see the link right here to the givesandgo.com/GBX26. And you can, I'm asking everyone, if you would, do two of the three. If not all three, do two of the three. Pray for me, share it, and bless me. If you can't do all three, do two of the three, please. Right there, givesandgo.com/GBX26. And again, it's directly on my website, uniteamericafirst.com, at the top of the page. They're still not helping me. They're avoiding me. Even after I gave them all the information to prove who I am, they're still avoiding me. It's pretty disgusting. I mean, I had the lawyer that's helping me come on last week, and many of you saw the video where we're talking about it. And, you know, I'm not the one doing it. And I told people, and you know, when I had him on, I was saying I have a hard time talking about Will Johnson's
he
problems.
He truly does.
I mean, I really do, because I'm not, you know what? I guess in this case, I am a victim, but I don't want to be a victim.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a victim.
In fact, Will wanted to talk about TikTok.
Wanted to talk about TikTok. And I'm like, because this is big in the news, but the lawyer's like, Will, we need to talk about you, what's happening to you.
We went to break, and he's like, Will, listen. We need to talk about you. And that's probably why we haven't done as good as we should be doing on the Give, Send, Go, because we don't talk about it.
And I need your help to fight this. There's other things that's happening too. The Supreme Court today is talking about
censorship. Yep.
The Supreme Court is talking about it because the federal government went to the big tech companies to block and ban people for putting out and just having discussion on information that the government didn't want you to talk about. Total violation of our First Amendment rights.
Yeah, hopefully.
See, the federal government used big tech as a proxy. So they can say, well, we didn't violate your civil rights. We didn't violate your First Amendment rights. We didn't do that. The big tech companies, they're not part of the government. They can block anybody that they want to. But the federal government encouraged it. The federal government pushed it. They got what information from the federal government to block?
Yeah, they're saying it was in the name of misinformation, everybody. We'll see what happens. We'll hopefully have some clips on that tomorrow.
Yeah, they call it misinformation because you had doctors out there talking against what the CDC was telling people. And because people wanted to hear something else other than what the government was telling them, I lost my YouTube channel. Not for pushing or saying anything whatsoever. All I did was play a video of CNN saying that Americans should be forced to get vaccinated before they realize the freedoms that they have. So I shared that and they removed my channel. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we are back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Let me play this video for you. This one is not a new video. This was some time ago with Nancy Pelosi talking about how they do a smear. What do they call it? A smear campaign, if I'm not mistaken, where they make up the lie and they'll feed the media the lie. And then when it comes back to them, they'll confirm the lie. Listen to this. It's the same thing. This is all connected, even with how they're doing the whole bloodbath right now.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all of the.
I'm sorry. This is a different one. This is not the same one. But this is still a good video. This is how they're calling for violence, right? Because they're saying President Trump is calling for violence, but they're not calling. President Trump is not calling for violence. They are.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. Mm-hmm. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and wow. Our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that.
Listen to this. And this is them calling for the violence. They were actually calling for the bloodbath before it took place in the Summer of Love 2020. All of these cities across, you can get her off the screen. All of these cities across the country were burning because of all of the hatred that was coming out of the left. They were calling for a bloodbath. You heard them saying, when did protesters have to be peaceful? You have to be peaceful or it's unlawful. They were actually encouraging people to be violent. Well, I have some good news about this bloodbath, though. Because bloodbath doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. Not all the time. Not the way the left is pushing it, with President Trump just bringing it to the light. That if he loses, the auto industry in the United States of America is going to be a bloodbath for them. For us in America. And the Democrats know this. They're protecting China.
China.
That's who the Democrats are protecting. China. Well, listen to this one, because this is about the RNC. And of course, the Democrats, they don't like it. The RNC is about to get hit with a bloodbath themselves. Really? Yes, because President Trump is getting ready to clean house. Listen to this clip here talking about the RNC about to get hit with a bloodbath, getting rid of the rhinocrats. It's about time.
In a move that could haunt the GOP, Donald Trump's allies have now ordered mass layoffs at the Republican National Committee.
Now, you hear it right there in the beginning. She said it could haunt the GOP. Did you hear right there, right there, right there in the beginning? Listen to it again, because she says it's going to haunt the GOP. You know why? Because she's talking about the GOP, like Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger,
Mike Pence.
Right? That's who she's talking about. It's going to haunt them, because we actually see the Republican Party going back to its original roots. That's what they don't like. Even these tyrants on the left.
In a move that could haunt the GOP, Donald Trump's allies have now ordered mass layoffs at the Republican National Committee. It comes just days after Trump's allies, including his daughter-in-law, took command of the RNC. Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath. And a, quote, mob-like takeover, with more than 60 officials, including senior staff members, laid off or asked to resign.
Put it back up there real quick. They're getting laid off or asked to get out. You get out or you're fired.
And then reapply.
This should have happened a long time ago.
They said they could reapply.
They can reapply. Yeah, it says it right there. They can reapply.
Well, that doesn't sound like a
bloodbath.
But
they need to find out. They need to find. If you are a rhino, then no. They need to clean house. And these rhinocrats are all upset about it. They're all angry about it right now. Okay, here's the one where I was telling you about just a second ago, how Nancy Pelosi would put the fake information out there, disinformation, and get it back from the media, and then they'll regurgitate it to have everyone believe it. You can leave it split screen. It's a short clip.
And it's a diversionary tactic. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear.
The wrap-up smear. You hear? Listen to this. This is not a new video. This is the same thing with the whole bloodbath. Listen.
The wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest. And then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that...
See, she's telling everybody, then you write it, it's reported in the press.
Press that this, and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
And it's a tactic. You see that? And she's smiling about it. It's a tactic. This is what they constantly do. It's the same thing that they're doing here. Take what President Trump said, twist it, and try to convince everybody that President Trump is calling for anarchy, calling for violence, calling for chaos. And he's not calling for any of it. The only people that are calling for it are the people I just showed you, these bunch of hypocrites. They're the only ones calling for it. Which brings me to this. You know, Joe Biden and his poll numbers are so low. And I've been hearing reports that his numbers are even lower than Jimmy Carter's when he was in office. And it's not looking good for Joe Biden, because President Trump numbers, poll numbers, are soaring through the roof. Now, with all of these fraudulent charges that they have against President Trump, 90 plus fraudulent charges, 4 fraudulent indictments, and then these fraudulent civil suits that they're bringing up against President Trump, all of this to try to stop him, to crush him. And all it's done is increase President Trump's poll numbers. Well, with all of that in the past, if it was anybody else other than President Trump, guess what would happen? They would have dropped him quick. President Trump would have been dropped quick in the past. True or not true with any of it. Make it all go away. Go away and it all goes away. But President Trump's not going away. Listen to this now on MSDNC, where they're highly upset because you and I are still supporting President Trump. And the Democrats are angry. Joe Biden is having anxiety over it, people. Listen.
We are getting this new reporting about the Biden campaign and about President Biden himself and how he is taking, especially all of these polls, which show him in some cases losing to former President Trump. Basically, our reporting says that Biden has grown angry and anxious about his reelection effort.
Hold on. If Joe Biden is angry, why would Joe Biden be angry if President Trump supposedly is not doing good at all? Why is he angry? Well, listen, she's going to get a response from one of the tyrants on the panel.
Says that Biden has grown angry and anxious about his reelection efforts. Simone, is that what you're hearing in your conversations with Democrats?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, if I were running for election against a person like Donald Trump, who has as many issues as he has and has committed as many alleged acts of criminality as he has, and I would be, and you saw polls that said I was losing to him, even I would be like, well, what is going on here in America?
We are getting.
What is going on here in America? I'll tell you what's going on. People are no longer buying it. People are no longer buying the BS that they're feeding everybody. This is losing its power. The whole 1948 agenda that the Democrats are doing, it is losing its power on the American people. The 1984 agenda, it is losing its power. What did I say? Did I say 48? I'm looking at it backwards. So they're losing their power. They know that they're losing their power. And that's the reason why they came out with this whole hoax with the, oh my goodness, he said bloodbath. And I mean, it's like all over the news. It's like they all got the memo, push bloodbath, push it, push it, push it, push it. Is there anybody watching right now that's going to change your vote from President Trump to Joe Biden because the government state media is telling you that President Trump called for a bloodbath when he actually didn't? I guarantee there's not a single person watching right now that has changed their opinion on voting for President Trump. I guarantee it. There's no one going to leave me a comment. No one is going to leave me a comment. No one is going to leave me a comment saying, yes, Will, I changed my vote because of President Trump's comment about the bloodbath. Not a single person. And if they do, they're only doing it because I'm saying it. Lying, of course. That's the only reason why they'll say it. Other than that, they won't say it. I'm telling you, they will not say it. Hey, let me tell you this before we go out too. I don't know if y'all seen these because we're getting ready to come up on the greatest election of all time. And this is something that I've been pushing on my website, and it's kind of hard to see it. Let me do it like this. I'll put this piece of paper here. This is a magnet. Can y'all see that? Look at that. This is a car magnet. You can put on your car. You can put on your boat. And it's really, really awesome. Tactilian. If we can put, do we have the link where we can put up on the screen? We have Tactilian. These are on my website. If you go to uniteamericafirst.com and click on conservative shop, you'll see it. But you can see tactilian.com/will. And you get these beautiful magnets. Now, these are not the only items that they have on there. They have so many more, too. So you need to go there and pick it up today. Go there and pick it up today. Okay, everybody. That is it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Absolute Truth with Emmett Robson's coming up next. Make sure you stick around for that show. God bless everybody. Get ready because the Democrats are coming and they want to bring an actual bloodbath. My name is Will Johnson and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
I'm Roger Stone, public enemy number one to the woke liberal mob. We need to defund the left in order to make America great again. Did you know that many of the large national and regional real estate firms actually contribute to woke liberal candidates and causes? Reveal Realty is the only real America first company dedicated to traditional conservative values. I recommend Reveal Realty, and when you contact them, tell them Roger sent you.
Go to MAGArealtor.com. MAGArealtor.com.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.